This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Right now at 6 o'clock, protesters are preparing to gather in Moore Square to speak out against a recent officer-involved shooting in Minnesota. It's being called a vigil in remembrance of Dante Wright. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Mark Boyle. WRAL's Keely Arthur live monitoring things in downtown this evening. Keely, what are you seeing right now? It looks quiet behind you.
Mark, it's very quiet. This would be the third straight day of demonstrations, if you will, here in Raleigh in remembrance of Dante Wright, who was killed near Minneapolis by a police officer about a week ago. But as you can see right now, these are just kind of normal people we're seeing just gathering inside Moore Square, enjoying this beautiful day. I'm starting to see a few people gather on kind of our left-hand side with signs, and I am seeing some Black Lives Matter signs as well, but this was scheduled for 6 p.m. It might just be getting off to a late start. As I mentioned, we have seen protests bubble up throughout our viewing area, including here in Raleigh, in Durham, and in Fayetteville over the weekend. Things have remained relatively peaceful. We did see some burning of American flags as well as some graffiti, but nothing like business owners were anticipating. Some businesses in Raleigh did board up on Friday, fearing riots, things like that, but again, very peaceful. And right now, Mark, as you said, very quiet. Of course, the situation could change. We're hoping to hear from protesters about why they're here and a little bit more of that vigil coming up later on WRAL News.
We will watch it. Thank you. Keely Arthur live in downtown Raleigh tonight. Two counties, two Walmarts, two bomb threats. Earlier this morning, that was the case at both the Knightdale Walmart on Knightdale Road and a Walmart in Durham on Glen School Road. WRAL Michelle McConaughey has the very latest on both incidents.
It's just a scary situation to pull up on something like that. There were ambulances everywhere. It seemed like every ambulance in the county was there.
Scary moments at the Walmart in Knightdale after police say a man who has not been identified said that several explosive devices had been placed throughout the store and warned he would detonate them if his demands for money were not met. Chris Minton lives 5 minutes from the Walmart.
It's a small town, you know. We go to Walmart every other day.
And that's what she was doing with her mom to buy flowers. But she was quickly turned away.
He was like, ma'am, y'all need to go now. So, you know, that's when we realized, you know, we kind of need to not be nosy and just leave.
After a three-hour search, bomb-sniffing dogs and drones, the business was given the all clear. But Knightdale was not the only Walmart that experienced threats Sunday morning. The Walmart on Glen School Road in Durham also reported bomb threats, and it was eerily similar to the Knightdale incident. Police say that caller also calling from the bathroom and threatening that there were 12 pipe bombs throughout the store. The caller also using the same name and phone number, but the call couldn't be traced because it was routed over the internet to mask the location. The Durham threat turned out to be a false alarm. Still,
obviously, this is a incident that we take very, very seriously. We are working very closely with authorities in those jurisdictions to try to determine if there is some sort of nexus.
Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
The Zebulon Police Department was also dispatched to a Walmart there. Authorities said there was no bomb threat, but rumors and gossip related to the other Walmart closures sparked the Zebulon store to evacuate. New tonight, the pedestrian injured in Fayetteville crash yesterday. It was a 12-year-old boy, according to investigators. Within the last hour, state troopers confirmed that information to WRAL News. This is the crash seen yesterday on Ramsey Street in Fayetteville. Troopers tell WRAL the child has a severe brain injury but is expected to survive. Authorities did not expect, as of this point, to file any charges against the driver. New tonight, a man is facing charges after a chase overnight in Lee County. In the last 90 minutes, we learned 31-year-old Jeffrey Kinley is facing charges of fleeing police, driving while impaired, and possession of a firearm. State troopers tell WRAL this began with a car chase in Sanford last night before Kinley ran away from the scene. He was eventually arrested. The chance for rain returns for some areas tomorrow. Meteorologist Zach Malak is tracking where those communities could see showers. Zach?
Mark, right now we're seeing dry weather overhead of the Carolinas. Some rain far to our south will stay to our south tonight. But these showers popping up in eastern Missouri, eastern Arkansas, and southern Illinois and Indiana will come our way, and that could impact us for the Monday morning commute. Let's take a look at Futurecast. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., very spotty showers. Not everyone will see rain, but Elizabeth will be tracking those showers tomorrow morning with dual Doppler 5000. They're going to be pretty hard to pinpoint exactly where they could pop up. Notice, though, Futurecast keeping that shower chance in the morning, a few more popping up after 9 a.m. And most to all of those showers start to move east after lunchtime. But we still have Futurecast pinpointing some more showers still in the forecast Monday mid-afternoon, lingering into around dinner time before things really dry out by Monday evening. So, Mark, it's quite nice for this evening tonight. Things are staying dry. I'll have that evening forecast coming up in the next 10 minutes. But luckily, once those showers move out tomorrow, things also looking drier on Tuesday.
All right, Zach, we'll check back with you soon. Thank you. Getting a COVID-19 vaccine in Wake County is getting a lot easier. County health officials are doing away with the wait list and get you right to that sign-up process. Instead, you can schedule your own appointment and select your preferred vaccine by phone or online. WRAL's Aaron Thomas live outside the Wake County Commons building with details on this. Aaron.
Well, Mark, this happens to be one of those locations in the county where people can get their COVID-19 vaccine. Health officials saying that these changes come from an increase in vaccine supply in the county, and people have more locations to choose from. Wake County health officials recently announced there's no longer a COVID-19 vaccine wait list. Ryan Jury, Max Vaccination Branch Director, hopes the change makes it easier for people to get their shot.
There will always potentially be demand for vaccine. Just we have to figure out a way to be patient-centric and make sure that our vaccine offering is in a way that individuals may be interested in getting vaccinated.
The county now allows direct scheduling. A person can log on the website and make an appointment for the next 7 days at any one of the vaccination sites. No wait list removes the barrier to getting a shot, yet some counties are finding it difficult to fill appointments.
We just saw from the state data that first doses really went down tremendously this last week compared to previous weeks, and that does worry me.
Dr. David Wall, infectious disease expert at UNC, notes vaccine hesitancy could be a factor. Just days ago, use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine put on hold at most state clinics as U.S. health officials investigate if the shot could be connected to rare blood clotting disorders.
You know, I think there's a speed bump. I think the Johnson & Johnson thing will be dealt with. People will see Pfizer and Moderna are good. People have lots of choices.
And today we learned that Dr. Fauci expects that Johnson & Johnson vaccine to resume across the nation sometime later this week. Here in North Carolina, one-third of adults are fully vaccinated. Mark?
Thank you, Aaron. Live for us tonight in Wake County. Authorities are searching for the suspect or suspects responsible for Sunday's mass shooting in southeast Wisconsin. The United States has seen a rash of these incidents over the past few weeks, and some officials see it as a second pandemic affecting the country. John Lawrence reports now.
Three people are dead and two others severely wounded after shots are fired early Sunday morning at the Summers House Tavern near Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Sounds like one person got removed from the establishment and possibly came back a short time later.
CNN and the Gun Violence Archive consider an incident with more than four people shot, excluding the shooter, a mass shooting, and at least 50 have occurred in the U.S. since March 16th, when eight people were killed at three spas in the metro Atlanta area.
I mean, in this last month, it's just been horrifying what's happened. How can you say that's not a public health issue?
On Sunday afternoon, Texas police responded to a shooting incident that authorities say claimed at least three lives. As some analysts say, the gun issue defines part of the way the world views the U.S.
Our allies are perplexed and worried about the fact that we can't seem to have a national conversation about the epidemic of gun violence in our country.
Some psychiatrists say these frequent shootings are causing Americans to become more desensitized toward gun violence.
The body naturally responds from the horror and the shock to try to protect ourselves by increasingly becoming numb.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Last month, the Democratic-led House approved a pair of gun reform bills that called for expanding background checks. Both pieces of legislation have stalled in the Senate. Closing arguments are set to begin tomorrow in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. Today, people gathered at George Floyd Square in Minneapolis ahead of tomorrow's trial. Chauvin pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges and the death of George Floyd. The closing arguments will be streamed live. You can watch it on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app. Also, NBC News will have a special report tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the closing arguments. You can watch it live on WRAL TV as well as our digital platforms. New tonight, a man is seriously hurt after a crash on Capitol Boulevard. It happened near Homestead Drive this afternoon. This is some video from the scene there. Raleigh police say a car and motorcycle crashed. The motorcyclist has serious injuries. Northbound lanes of Capitol Boulevard and traffic on I-540 were affected by this. We're working to learn how this crash happened. A World War II plane goes down in the ocean during the Cocoa Beach Air Show. Look at that video. What led up to this crash? Coming up. Plus,
the hour I first believed.
Sanford native Britton Buchanan sings for the country's oldest living former president. The performance at this World Baptist Church just ahead. Tonight, closures on I-40 begin in southeast Raleigh for part of a road widening project there. I-40 West will be closed near Rock Quarry Road tonight from midnight to 5 a.m. That closure will continue Sunday through Thursday nights for the next 2 weeks as crews take down the Rock Quarry Road bridge over the interstate. Once the work on the westbound side is complete, similar closures will affect the eastbound lanes. The European Union is offering a special pass for Americans who are vaccinated or able to show a negative COVID-19 test result. That's according to French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron said that the EU is building a certificate to facilitate travel between different European countries with tests and vaccination. Last month, the Commission unveiled a plan for a digital green certificate that would allow for safe and free movement within the EU during the pandemic. A spectacular sight at the Cocoa Beach Air Show in Florida.
Get out of the water! Get out of the way! Get out of the water!
Oh my gosh!
Can you imagine seeing that? One of the planes performing in the Warbird Parade on Patrick Air Force Base nearby had a mechanical issue, forcing the pilot to bring that aircraft down. The pilot was able to land in the ocean close to the shore. Rescue personnel were immediately on scene. Good news, the pilot is all right. No one else was hurt. The Voice runner-up and Sanford native Britton Buchanan performed live today for former President Jimmy Carter and his wife.
How precious that grace.
Britton was invited to perform at the Baptist Church there, and President Carter picked that song. Britton was able to share in the performance, and he also had an opportunity to share in different opportunities with those in the congregation there. Watch that story next week on WRAL News. Beautiful day out there for this Sunday. Hopefully, nice week on deck. Meteorologist Zach Malak here to talk about what's next. Zach?
Mark, we'll see a few showers back in the forecast tomorrow. Nothing widespread, and many of you will stay on the drier side. But we're all looking at a lot of rain right now on satellite and radar. Most of the stars off to the south. That's all going to stay near Jacksonville and Tampa for the next couple of days or so. But our chance of rain will be arriving from the Missouri area and eastern Arkansas. That heading from west to east, and we could see a few showers by early as the morning commute tomorrow. Right now, it is beautiful outside, partly cloudy sky in Raleigh. A little bit of a light breeze currently over the capital, 68 degrees, the current temperature. We'll go up to the North Lake Gaston. Earlier, I checked out that camera, and it was beautiful. And look at that, just as nice, 70 degrees right now on the water from the Point Restaurant. And we're seeing a mostly sunny, the partly cloudy sky there. I could really stare at that image all afternoon. Enjoy being on the water myself. One last look now in Durham. We're seeing a partly cloudy sky overhead of the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And again, anxiously awaiting the first pitch of the Durham Bulls home season. That game will occur on May 11th. So we're getting closer and closer to baseball being back in the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. This evening, quite nice. 68 degrees, partly cloudy sky at 7 p.m. Still in the 60s by 9 p.m. 50s at 11 p.m. So we're staying milder this evening. So if you're taking your dog for a walk here soon, you're going to enjoy that lovely sunshine until sunset and even those milder temperatures as well. Here's your Monday hour-by-hour forecast. We do have the rain icon on there by 8 in the morning. We could see scattered showers around. That shower chance with us until at least the early afternoon, and then a few of those showers can continue beyond that. Highs tomorrow in the upper 60s and lower 70s once again. The greatest rain chance will only be about 30%, so many of you will stay dry tomorrow, but we'll see that rain chance staying at 30% coverage by at least the 1 p.m. hour, dropping to 20% coverage by 4 p.m., and then really seeing drier conditions by dinner time and the evening tomorrow night. Let's break it down with Futurecast. Notice seeing a few showers with us by 6 to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Those continue in coverage by 9 a.m. as well. So you may see some wet spots on the roads tomorrow morning. Brian and Elizabeth will be tracking those with radar and our traffic cameras all morning long on WREL Morning News. We'll see a few of those showers still lingering into the afternoon on Monday before drier weather arrives by Monday evening. So there's this quick little disturbance quickly moving across North Carolina that brings those few showers tomorrow morning, moving offshore by tomorrow evening. Looking drier on Tuesday, but then our next cold front is set to arrive on Wednesday. But check this out. Tuesday afternoon, that cold front producing snow in Chicago in the middle of April, and they're forecasting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow for them. Beyond that, once that cold front pushes through our area, we'll see a few showers Wednesday, and then colder temperatures arrive later in the work week. I'm talking about temperatures back in the 30s, upper 30s Thursday morning, upper 30s as well Friday morning. Now, in the next 7 days, really not too bad. 70 tomorrow, 76 Tuesday, 73 on Wednesday. Earth Day is Thursday, and tomorrow is the beginning of what we're saying Earth Week, and NBC News is breaking coverage with a climate challenge, not only NBC, but also us here at WREL News. Mark, tomorrow morning at 6:15 a.m., Elizabeth and Al Roker will have a conversation on the climate crisis, breaking down Earth Week. And again, exciting that Earth Day is coming up on Thursday.
Cold Earth Day. All right, Zach, yeah. Thank you very much, sir. This week, groups across the Triangle area will be observing Earth Day with celebrations, cleanup efforts, and climate education. WREL has a list of events happening on Earth Day and throughout the week on our website, WREL.com. Just search Earth Day. Turning to sports now, what's coming up? Here's Casey Hess.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, we'll move over Duke men's basketball. There's a new leader in ACC titles. Plus, it's not uncommon for teams to roll with a solid goalie tandem, but three? Well, Jared Fialko shows us how the Canes are thriving, rolling three deep in between the pipes.
WREL Sports starts now.
Tired? Winning hockey games with a stellar goalie tandem. But wired? Being a first-place team, winning with three goaltenders. But how? They say two's company, three's a crowd. But as Jared Fialko tells us, for the Carolina Hurricanes, three's complimentary.
Brenda Moore's been around for goalie duo dilemmas. Garth Snow and Ron Hextall during his days in Philly. Martin Gerber and Cam Ward back in the 06 Cup run. A trio, though. That's new territory.
Got three guys that I got to figure out how to work them in. I like all of them. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's great, great to have. Great option.
Peter Mrazek, the primary option. However, his recovering thumb injury still warrants rest. James Reimer leads the club with 14 wins. Alex Nedeljkovic leads the league with a sub-2 goals against average. How to decide who winds up between the pipes? This is an instance where an abbreviated stacked schedule actually becomes beneficial.
Is there so many games? So in the past where you might play two games a week, three, now you're getting four.
For the netminders, practice becomes more of a priority.
Try and get in some game-like situations as much as you can and try and treat it like a game so that when you do get the tap on the shoulder, you're as prepared as you can be.
When you start doing things a little differently in practice, it's going to creep into the game in some way, shape, or form, especially when you least expect it.
They've been terrific in triplicate. And on any given game day, whomever needs to be ready whenever.
They're pros. Let's do your job.
Jared Fialco, WREL Sports, Raleigh.
Over to the Diamond, NC State 14-3 in its last 17 contests, evening the weekend series yesterday against 7th-ranked Notre Dame, going for a huge confidence-boosting series win this afternoon. Things looks to be off to a pretty good start. Bases juice, top of one. Johnny Butler sends one high and deep, and this baby is caught at the wall. And that would pretty much sum up the next 8 innings for the Pack. Irish answered right away with 3 runs. At the top of 5, Tyler McDonough does go yard here to cut the deficit to 2, extending his on-base streak to 46 games, the longest by any ACC player. But as for the Pack, it'd be a long day, 11-2, the final. North Carolina looking to avoid the sweep at number 17, Pitt. In order to do that, the Tar Heels, they would need to be more offensive production. Tar Heels, they get right to it here. Up 3, zip in the opening frame. Clemente Inkland blisters one right back into your living room. Heels go up 5, zip. A Panthers claw back, trailing by 1. And Caleb Roberts belts his second long ball of the day. Pitt would push it to the bottom of the 9th. The UNC hangs on 10-9, the final. Duke looking for its first series win since the first weekend in March, which came against those Pitt Panthers. This one tied at 6 in the bottom of the 5th. Chris Crabtree laces one through the right side. Michael Rothenberg's going to turn on the Jets, and he beats the throw home, and that would take a 7-6 lead. The Deeks would tie it up again in the 6th, though. Blue Devils answer in the 7th. Erickson Nichols rips a 2-run shot to center. 11-7 dub, a 2-1 series win from DBAP. And finally tonight, Duke women's golf has officially passed men's basketball. They have now won 22nd ACC titles. This is really unbelievable for these ladies. We're going to have more from them coming up tonight at 11 o'clock.
All right, Casey, thank you. WREL News has a crew monitoring a protest and vigil for Dante Wright happening in downtown Raleigh. The very latest developments on Fox 50 at 10 and WREL News at 11 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a good night.